USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A pair of economic reports released on this day after Christmas, one showing that American retailers can celebrate a pretty good holiday shopping season. MasterCard says shoppers spent 3.4% more from November 1st through Christmas than last year. The industry with the biggest increase, electronics and appliances, which saw a 4.6% increase. And the Labor Department says the number of Americans filing for first-time unemployment claims dropped last week by about 13,000, making the seasonally adjusted total around 222,000, about what most economists were expecting. President Trump warning three nations not to kill thousands of civilians in Syria, tweeting this morning that Russia, Syria, and Iran are killing or planning to kill thousands of innocents in the Idlib province. This is USA Radio News.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
The body of Sergeant First Class Michael Goebel, killed in Afghanistan last week, has returned to the United States. Those in his hometown of Westwood, New Jersey, coping with the loss.
This time of year, though, we have to remember that we enjoy all the freedoms that we have because of the soldiers like him who fight bravely for us.
North Korea has not delivered on its promise of a Christmas gift to the United States, at least not yet. A North Korean official saying earlier this month that the U.S. has been buying time in negotiations with the North and saying it was entirely up to the U.S. what Christmas gift it would get. Many in Washington fearing that leader Kim Jong-un was going to order a long-range missile test for the first time in more than 2 years, but again, so far, it hasn't happened. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski saying she's disturbed by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's vow of total coordination with the White House in the impeachment trial. She says she feels it's further confusing the process. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Disgraced actor Kevin Spacey's posted another holiday video.
Kill them with kindness.
The latest video was titled KTWK, as in Kill Them with Kindness, showing Kevin Spacey as his character in House of Cards, Frank Underwood, in a holiday sweater, sitting by a fireplace stoking the flames.
The next time someone does something you don't like, you can go on the attack, but you can also hold your fire and do the unexpected. You can kill them with kindness.
Spacey posted a similar video last year, vaguely addressing the sexual assault allegations that have derailed his career. He was accused in 2017 of sexual assault by over a dozen people. Today will likely be one of the busiest travel days of the year. AAA says over 100 million Americans will be driving to their destination today through New Year's, and spokesman Robert Sinclair says in many cities, the worst time to travel today on the highway will be from mid to late afternoon. They're expecting over 800,000 breakdowns among AAA members alone, and that the top three reasons for breakdowns are flat tires, dead batteries, and people locking themselves out of their vehicles. And a new study says intermittent fasting can produce health benefits. The study in the New England Journal of Medicine showing that either limiting the time period in which one eats or fasting for a couple of days a week could help lower blood pressure and cholesterol. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.